The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 25th, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
No more desire, a material enjoyment. He is fit for sunlight. Anyone who sees, oh, this car is very nice, this beautiful wife is very beautiful woman is very nice, he should not think of taking sannyas. Such desires is most abominable, more than taking poison. Commit suicide by taking poison is most abominable thing, because he is going to be a ghost. He will be punished to become a ghost. Those who commit suicide. Or if one is suddenly killed and he has so many desires, he becomes a ghost. Therefore, Vishabhakshan, taking poison and die entirely, is must have a meaning. Or commit suicide. By the material law also, to attempt to commit suicide is criminal. You know that?
Yes.
Yeah? It is criminal. Kya hoga? तो उन्हें हल्ला आई नहीं सुनता है क्यों नहीं करता जैसे जैसे प्लेटफॉर्म हो गया इफ यू टेक सन्यास जस्ट लाइक देर आर सो मेनी सन्यासी फॉर फिलिंग ऑफ द बेली वेयर एवर यू गो दे गिव सम आर्म्स बट इन आउटसाइड इंडिया हु केयर्स फॉर द सन्यास द व्हाई यू शुड बी ईगर टू टेक सन्यास एंड चीट योर सेल्फ. You cannot cheat others, but you can cheat yourself.
Outside India, sannyasi will starve.
So I do not know why our disciples are so anxious to put sannyas. At least those who are outside. Everyone can give me some name. What is the idea?
Freedom. Huh? From authority.
Huh? Who cares him for authority?
No, they don't want to take order as brahmacharya. If they're sannyasi, they think they can do as they feel. They all want to become leaders.
So what kind of leader? If you cannot lead others, what kind of leader? If you mislead them, if you mislead them, what is the use of taking leadership?
That's why the that system where brahmachari is recommended for 1 year and then he proves himself by doing some extraordinary preaching work is a very good system. Otherwise anyone just comes and by pressurizing and begging and pleading and they try to take sannyas, then they don't stay to the test.
Sannyas means ultimate success, because this human life is meant for becoming disgusted with this material life. No more. Material life means to take a body and enjoy this material, ahara nidra, sleeping 24 hours, eating like elephant, and sex life like monkey, these animals. This is material life. eating, sleeping, mating, and all is afraid of. This is nitya. And human life means to take freedom from these four things. No more afraid, no more sex, no more hankering after eating or sleeping. That is success. Everyone is seeing in the sparrow in the morning, enjoying sex. So this is material life. Eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing. Ahara nidra vayamai sunanchu. And spiritual life means to become free from all this nonsense. That is spiritual life. They do not know what is spiritual life. The whole world, they do not know what is spiritual life. This is spiritual life. To become free from these four abominable things.
They are trying to increase these four things.
That means cheating themselves. What is the use of taking sannyas and cheat yourself? Material life means punapunacharvitacharvana, naam. Repeatedly doing the same thing. Either as human being, or as monkey, or as a small ant, or the demigod. Doing business is the same. Four things. Eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing. In different scale, doing the same business. Therefore it is called punapuna. Again and again, charvita charvana anam, chewing the chewed. If one is sober, he thinks that these four business have done many, many lives, as sparrow, or as jackal, or as demigod, and I have got this human form, again I am doing this. So what is the benefit of this human form of life? This is sense. I got this valuable life and I am still doing the same thing as dogs and cats and sparrows. Then what is the difference between me and the dogs? That is sense. What is my better engagement? That better engagement is Krishna consciousness. Then his life is successful. Otherwise, what is use? Again become a sparrow. Again wait for millions of years to come by evolutionary process to the human form of life. This is going on. Punapunacharvitacharvanana adalto-gobhi-vishatam-tamishram. Because they cannot control the sense. They are going in the darkest part of this material world.
It seems that in youth the desire to enjoy is so much stronger than in old age. It seems that in youth the desire to enjoy is stronger than in old age.
That is foolish, sir. The old man is still strong. But in instruments are finished. He cannot enjoy. But the desire is there. You don't think the old man has got less desire than the young man. He has got the desire. But his instrument is finished.
So much frustration.
Not. He cannot use the instrument for enjoyment.
So he's frustrated.
Frustrated everyone. Why the young man like? Everyone is frustrated. He says that the desire in old, it is expected. because he has gone through the grihastha life. Grihastha life is a conscious and for sex life, that's all. It is not needed. But those who are unable to avoid it, all life, have some for time. Then they can sannyas. This is the problem. It is not needed. So, in old age, after going through these stages, brahmachari is learning how to stop this sex life. And then, if one is still unable, all right, takes confession for 25 years. Then give up this habit, and then takes sannyas. So that is the process. One who has gone through these stages expected that he has no more arnarema. I have done it. But generally, those who are not trained up, their desire is not diminished. You see in your country, Western country, 75, 80 years old, they are going to the nightclub.
Yes.
Paying hundreds and thousands of dollars. Where is he? He has lost all capacity, but still he will go. Still he will go. This is called punapuna chaitvita charvana. In the club, the son is also dancing with the girl and the old father is dancing. And by chance, they come in contact. Your sensibility is for this, ahara nidravahara. Eat voraciously and all become diabetes. They have got diabetes club, association. That, what is this? So diabetes is the result of voraciously. In old age, it becomes very prominent because he eats voraciously, but he cannot digest. And all these foodstuff becomes what is called glucose, and then diabetes. The beginning ahar, eating. That gentleman, that doctor who has given us that review, he's a very learned man.
No.
From France.
Professor?
He has mentioned from the Vedic standard, we are all uncivilized. We Westerners are uncivilized. He has admitted that. Actually, they are.
They will be shocked when they find this out, because the idea is that...
Well, that's right. A man is suffering from tuberculosis. And if his physician says that you are attacked with tuberculosis, then he'll stop. But in fact, he's there.
They think that the Vedic culture is uncivilized.
They think because they are police rascals. They do not know what is the value of life. Big professor, he said, Swami, after death everything is finished. There is no soul. Professor cut off. This is real education.
And then they wonder why their sons become hippies and act like monkeys. Even though they are civilized, their sons are acting like monkeys.
Thank you. Actually, we are introducing the Krishna consciousness movement to make the Western people civilized. Yes. So you should take it very seriously and behave with responsibility. If you also want to become again like that, then I will be able to preach. The use of preaching. Where's that? Yes.
So is it necessary to be fixed up to take sannyas, or one should take sannyas to become fixed up?
To become fixed, become sannyasi, the other three processes are there. To become brahmachari, to become grihastha, to become vanaprastha. Stage by stage. But if one is able, he can take sannyas. The stages are there, but if one is very competent, he can be given sannyas. And that competency is also very simple. If you become fully Krishna conscious, then you can immediately become competent. Sagunāna samatitta etāna brahma bhūyāna palma. As soon as you fully engage yourself in Krishna consciousness, then immediately you become more than a sannyasi.
The Divine Grace is so merciful because the Western people, they are habituated to so many bad habits which weren't existing in the Vedic time amongst the higher classes. And still you are introducing all these things for them. Many times devotees, they don't take that seriously.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Likhten na ki. Sarabhi bhakti prasiddhati. What is this? Don't eat sufficiently, how will you be able to work? Jittahar vihar. We are not after dry speculation, practical. Eat sufficiently, work sufficiently. Don't be lazy. But the danger is, if you eat more than sufficient, then you will sleep sufficient. That is yuktahar. As much as you require, take it. Don't take more, don't take less. This is the law of nature, just like salt. you shall require. But if you take more, it is useless. And if you take less, it is useless. If in the vegetable the salt is more, then it is uneatable. And if it is less, uneatable. Take as it is. So it is not that because if there is ocean of salt, let me eat 3 pounds salt. That is going on. Oh, it is available. Now let me eat. And then it becomes sick.
Somebody who can work more, then he can eat a little more?
Hmm?
Somebody who can work more, then he can eat more.
No, work more and work less doesn't matter. If he is actually hungry, he can take. Work must be there. If he does not work, what is the use of the thing?
This program, the difficulty that every person has not got the same mentality.
That will depend on the preaching of the sannyas. What is this, frame?
The hut I am building, also.
The wrong type of renunciation.
There is no renunciation, there is sense gratification. I like this. That's all. He is thinking that I am so renowned, but he is still satisfying his senses. That's all. As soon as he manufactures something, that is sense gratification. I want to fulfill my desire, that's all. That is sense gratification. It may be I sit down on the tree or I may sit down on the palace. That is sense gratification. Basic principle is sense gratification. The other guy was talking about Hira Chor and Kira Chor. Hira means diamond and Kira means
cucumber.
So I shall steal one cucumber. And another one thinks, if I steal, I shall steal diamond. But the stealing propensity is there. Hira Chor or Kira. Well, I am stealing one only cucumber. That is not very dangerous. But to the eyes of law, both of them are criminal.
Yes.
Either you take Hira or Kira. Big thief and small thief, that's all. Thief, you are thief. So we manufacture concoction. Yes, I've got the stealing propensity, so I'll not steal diamond, I'll steal Hira, not Hira. This is only mental concoction, but he is a thief.
I think it is. Grihastha life is Krishna allowing us to steal Kira.
Hmm? Yes, Kira too. The prostitute hunter is Hira Chor And he's a kiracha.
Gratification that comes from renouncing like that's like the Mayavadis, by artificially renouncing everything, they're actually simply another form of sense gratification.
Not artificial, it is a process. We have to give up this sense gratification, go through a process to train that. Just like sometimes in the club, there is artificial swimming, is it not?
Or running.
Artificial swimming. There is not swimming, but to practice something.
Or the
But sometimes people who renounce like that, they become very proud. What is that?
Yes.
Hmm? Shri Prabhupada, are you pleased when your disciples do things like that?
Hmm?
Are you pleased when your disciples do things like that?
Artificial?
Well, such things are strong enough for Buddha's doing.
I do not know. What is that? What is his question?
He asked if you're pleased if your disciples do things like Sharma. If they, like, go into live in trees and do artificial renunciation.
No, he's trying, that's all. But active service is more important.
That is your example.
But something is better than nothing. If he goes away to practice somewhere else, I better give him chance to practice. He's not doing anything bad. That is good. That is. But the better service is to be active. Service.
That's your mercy.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, he gives example. He could have done at his home. Why he took sannyas and went out of home?
We have one boy that's Tamil Prabhupada and he doesn't want to do any work. He simply reads and he says that I will not do work now, but when I become realized by reading, he says then I will engage.
That he's reading, that is working. If he's sleeping, that is another. In the name of reading, sometimes he sleeps. If that is not done, it is all right. He's reading, that's not right. But if he shows that I'm reading, but he's sleeping secretly, that is bad. To see that he's not sleeping, he's actually reading.
He's like him, but also Buddha.
Anyway, I'm doing something, that's good.
I read where you said that if one simply reads, though, one cannot become realized in the philosophy. One has to actually do something practical, and then the realization will be there from what he has read.
Yes.
They're non-different.
Huh?
Service and reading are non-different?
Yes, each one is actually reading. Just like Rupa Goswami. He was reading. Nana Shastra Vicharanai Kuditunau. But he must be expertly reading. Not as a bookworm. Expert.